Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In the spirit of the holidays, we want to talk about the worst.
Tis the season.
It's when you got Scrooged.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've kind of already talked about bad gifts and whatever, but it's just like, just the holiday itself, just like,
just went wrong.
It can be like your boss stuff. We've got some people who were like, they got told they had to come to a mandatory work party and each had to pay $25 to attend.
Oh, really?
I've heard of that Scrooged. This year.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta pay to go to your own,
yeah,
to hang out with people you don't want to hang out with anyway?
Yeah.
You guys didn't pay to get into ours?
Well. They only made the losers pay.
Who the hell took my money?
We did.
That literally happened to my parents on their first date. They went to a party and some guy was charging at the door and he was just a guy. He wasn't affiliated with the party at all.
He just stood out.
And took
$5
from him.
My most Scrooged I've ever been. If you've never heard it, I'll keep it. It was a Christmas when I was like, I think I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got some good presents under the tree. Santa tends to like wean you off at a certain point in life. And I don't know why, but, it was for some reason I was really looking forward to something. It might've been the year where I thought I was getting a guitar because I had found it in my parents' bedroom closet. There was a black Les Paul in the closet.
Ooh.
So I got out of bed, went running to the tree, and there underneath the tree was my Irish setter, Raina, dead.
Huh?
Foaming at the mouth. Something had happened. We believe now that our neighbor had poisoned her.
Oh my God.
A real Scrooge?
And before she died, she blew this foam substance out of herself all over the place. Because dogs, like, when they know they're going to die, they just try to hide, right?
Yeah.
So she crawled under the tree.
Aww.
So it made it like that was our present, but she had foamed all over my guitar. Like, so she ate the paint off my guitar with her stomach acid. So then I was distraught, jumped in my car and just went to drive around, got pulled over for speeding. So I got a ticket.
Oh my gosh.
And then got back to the house, just an emotional wreck. And we started opening presents and my parents, like, we opened everything and I didn't get the guitar. And I'm like, well, and they go, there's one more present. I'm like, here we go. And they go, it's in the garage. I'm like, why would you put it in the garage? And out in the garage was the frame for a waterbed. And I was like,
I didn't know that she was an Irish setter.
She was.
Oh, Raina. So cute.
A waterbed.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to admit it. I saw the guitar in your closet. And like, oh, that was for one of your brother's friends. We were storing it for their parents. Dead dog, speeding ticket, guitar destroyed, and no guitar given. Can you top that, mother?
It's not like you could even get anyone in the waterbed. You didn't have the guitar anymore.
I didn't have anything. I had an ugly guitar and a speeding ticket I had to pay off.
Oh my God. Negative.
That's how I got Scrooged. Do you have a Scrooge story? We want to hear it.
I do remember, obviously you guys know I'm a snooper. I've always been a snooper. So I would tear the house apart looking for gifts.
Shut up.
And my mom had to get like tricky. She knew. She knew I was looking. But she hid things in the trunk of her car and I found them. And I had to go to confessions just because I was at a private school. We just had to that week or whatever. And I had to write down everything that I did. And I wrote down that I snooped and found the gifts. She found the letter.
I was going to say, if the priest ratted you out, against the rules.
No, the priest
did
not.
There's like a attorney-client privilege there.
If they can do that, I got to go home and talk to the police.
For like, sure. ASAP. For sure.
No, but because I wrote this list, my mom found it, and she saw that I found the gifts, and she was like, we're done. Like, no more this year.
So you didn't get those gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She gave them to me, like, months later. But
on Christmas itself.
Yeah.
And you learned your lesson. You've never snooped.
Never snooped.
Oh, my God. All right. If you have a Scrooge story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423 is where you call. It's where you text. It's where you do anything.
I remember when I was a young boy, I was loved basketball, still do, but I was a huge Michael Jordan fan because it's right in the 90s when he's at the pinnacle of his Michael Jordan-ness, you know, winning all the championships, all that. And I remember my grandmother, my sweet, sweet grandmother, giving me a basketball card of a Bulls player. And I was so excited.
Oh, my God.
I opened it up.
Oh.
And it's B.J. Armstrong.
Oh, that the B.J. Armstrong?
Yeah. Who was on the Bulls and went to the University of Iowa. So that's where she was making it growing up in Iowa. She's like, oh, an Iowa player.
He's nobody.
And I said,
I'm sorry, did you make a basketball team?
Doesn't matter, but it's like the card's worth. Yeah, it's got.
Well, I had a reaction very similar to Slacker, where I open it and I go, no. "Who's this?"
Oh,
in front of everybody, and it was my dad's mom. My dad's face goes white. Everyone's face goes white, and then I'm like, "I don't even know who is this. Like, is this where's Michael Jordan? He's number 23. This guy's number 10." And I was just so confused. Like, I don't. And now I realize just what a jerk I was. And
so hold on. Is your Scrooge story, you started to tell it as if it was like Aaron and I, how we got Scrooged. But your Scrooge story is from the perspective of your grandmother, who heartfelt was like, I know my grandson likes those Chicago.
I know.
And she went out and thought she did the right thing.
I know.
And you're ungrateful. Piece of crap mouth is like, what is this crap?
I know.
She's old and infirmed, probably spent the last of her pension, probably ate like stale crusty bread
to get you this card, to be able to buy you anyways,
the food there is a little.
So do you feel that you were Scrooge that year?
No, I feel like I was the Scrooge. Okay. I ruined
That's
it.
All
I
need to
I
hear.
Was a Good. Jerk. I regret it to this day. It eats me alive.
I just wanted to know.
I'm glad you rubbed it in a little more.
Now we are going to take calls from both perspectives. I thought we were only going to take people who got Scrooged, but if you were the Scrooge, we'll take that as well. If you got a good Scrooging story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about being Scrooged, and apparently texters.
They agree with how depressing your story was. They said, my Scrooge story is hearing the most depressing story ever on the radio just now.
I didn't make it up.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, why are you being so depressing?
I lost my dog.
You're a pillar of the community. You're supposed to be positive.
Laura?
Yay.
Scrooge, what happened to you?
So my sister hosts Christmas every year up in Montana. Huh. And I wasn't feeling the greatest in 2021, but I hadn't coughed or anything yet. So I was like, yeah, there's no way this is COVID. So I got on my plane and I flew up to Montana. And at the time, Colorado, there was no COVID tests that you could find anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I
was a hoarder.
My sister had some in Montana. So we were pretty sure it wasn't COVID. So she says, okay, come up here. My husband will meet you outside with a COVID test. You can take it and then just come from there.
Hold up. It is a contingency on whether or not you get inside the house. You've flown the whole way.
It's winter in Montana, and you're stuck outside having to take a test.
That's not really what they meant. They didn't really mean you can't come in
and
tell you.
I had to go in the airport bathroom. I took it before.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I could get in the car.
So what?
I took the test.
And
it turned out.
Was
double positive right off the bat in like 2 seconds to process.
As a guy who's taken like 10,000 COVID tests, when you really have it, it comes back fast.
Yeah. You don't need to wait the 10 minutes.
Like, wait 15 minutes and that first line just goes, whoa!
Yeah.
And you're, so you had it.
So I had it. So I was stuck in the airport for about 8 hours with my dog who was traveling with me.
They really wouldn't let you come over?
No.
Even the dog's like, get away from me.
So then what? You got back on? They wouldn't expose themselves to it, but they wanted a plane load of passengers. They shipped you back here?
They shipped me back here, and then I flew out again a week later.
So you spent Christmas alone, quarantined?
On a plane, pretty much, in the airport. Okay. Plane, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty bad.
That's worse than dead dog under the tree, isn't it?
No.
Thank you, Laura. Brittany?
Yay.
Scrooge, what happened to you?
So when I was about 9 or 10, my family would always throw like Christmas Eve dinners, and my cousin came over with his girlfriend who no one liked. I don't exactly remember what happened, but he stormed out of the house, and my grandpa followed him, which then proceeded to my cousin beating the crap out of my grandpa and getting the cops called. And so we spent the next like 4 hours of Christmas Eve dealing with the cops.
Wow.
So you had a family waylay?
No.
No, I mean, like, so who all got beat up?
Oh, just my grandpa.
So no one helped him? No.
My grandpa was trying to calm my cousin down, and there was no calming cousin down.
Mm.
Is that better than dead dog?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
That one's worse. Grandpa laying in a heap is worse than dead dog.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know how much longer we're going to remind you of this, but get your phones out. It's time to record yourself singing to...
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
He's no.
Our only real moment is to decide.
I'll let you do the last one normally.
Or no.
News or no. Send your... You singing along to it. Is there a prize for singing along to it, or is it just
no.
undying affection?
Yeah.
I'd love if we could put like a big compilation together once
plan.
We get enough.
Yeah, yeah, big compilation of the two people who've actually sent in videos of them singing along to it. This is where we tell you the news of the day you're never going to hear on our show otherwise.
Good evening. It is the season to be jolly, but don't be too jolly because December is a month where we make poor choices. Regarding love and relations.
Is it?
Yep. Mm. Turns out that, you know, people feel the need for Christmas time and like Christmas time comfort. So they just hook up with random people. So Slacker, maybe this is your chance.
This is, I'm looking for people looking to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
If you want to make a bad decision, don't send me a video singing that song. Send me a different video of, no, I mean, I'm not going to make any bad. I'm going to make
And then they
decisions.
Regret it all in January.
Is that really, have you done that?
No.
I'm always in a relationship at this time of year. I don't remember the last time when I was going through the divorce, I wasn't.
Right.
But I still was technically in a relationship.
Well, it makes sense. It's cuffing season, so everyone's kind of going that way. But if you don't get cuffed, then it sounds like you're kind of just like,
Yeah.
So then you just, what night do you think is the best, I think we missed it. I think it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the night where the worst decisions gets made.
No, that's the best night because...
It's the best night for hooking up.
Well, it's the best night for drama because that's been like all of the, you go back to your small town.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So bad decisions are made that night because you're in a town that you're not going to be in 3 days.
But it almost doesn't count.
Okay. That's what people tell themselves. If I just do a little heroin, it won't count. But I think that's one of the best nights for the bad decisions you're talking about. And then what's the next best bad night? Like, I'm just asking what
New
night.
New Year's.
Have you ever made out with a stranger on New Year's?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Have I? Kind of.
I remember his name was Dex, like the phone book.
What?
Yeah.
And you just...
I think he made that up. That sounds like... Yeah. My name? Yellow Page. I mean, Dex.
Yeah, you're right. He made that up. Had you been talking to him, or was it just right at midnight you grabbed him and
We were talking for maybe the hour before.
Because you both, there does become this sort of beehive mentality. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I gotta play. You just gotta pair off with somebody. I gotta make out with something. Okay. All right. So, bad decisions. Send your videos of the bad decisions you'd like to make. Nope. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Heartbreaking celebrity news today.
Oh.
As actress Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have called it quits.
No, it is heartbreaking.
She
it's
is.
It's not gonna last long.
Because they got the breakup?
Yeah.
just months before the arrival of their child together. Now, the reason I'm bringing up this story is because it has a Colorado twist to it. Apparently, the two were on vacation in Vail, Colorado.
Let me just say this.
MGK is from here, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he like went to high school with Amber.
Was he TJ?
He's from Cleveland, but he spent some time here. He's like both. He claims Cleveland more, but
Megan Fox can wander the streets of Vail, no problem. MGK sticking out like a sore thumb. You've gone up there and like seen celebrities, especially in Aspen.
Oh, yeah.
But then they kind of blend in, like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn just blend in. You're just like, oh, just this cute little couple over there, and you don't think about it. MGK walking around, you're like, MGK! Yeah. He's like tall and weird.
He's really
and, like,
tall. He's actually just, really
like,
tall. Yeah.
Deformed and like, unless she's not wearing gloves and her hammer thumbs are out.
Stop it.
She does have hammer thumbs.
Yeah, but they were on a trip in Vail and they got into a fight. She sent him home early. I don't know.
You can't.
She may still be in Vail.
You can't get into she's pregnant, man. Your baby.
I agree.
You don't fight now.
No, not
no
the time.
Fight now.
Mm-mm.
Now you just like everything she says, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Because you don't know what she's going through. You don't know what that feels like. And just, the other thing about those two, they're on again, off again, on again, off again. Don't make a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not going to save it.
It's not going to cure it.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't.
Nope.
It's one of those December bad decisions is what that is.
Oh, you're right.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's been a list, but it's not accurate. Okay. Of like the best black and white Christmas movies. Number one, trash. Number two,
hold
terrible.
On. You don't just say trash. What is it?
Number one is It's a Wonderful Life.
Number one is number one. They got that right. Uh-huh. Wait, hold on.
It should be 1 through 5 should be It's a Wonderful Life.
Facts. But can I ask a question of T-Hack real quick?
Yeah, of course.
As the official stupid list guy of the Slacker show.
Controversial ranking.
I think this actually was written by T-Hack.
Okay, so. Maybe it was. Do you feel weird that she's horning in on your... controversial ranking list?
No, because you're supposed to start at 10 and go to 1. You just started with 1.
Yeah, you started with 1. What are you doing? You know how to build drama?
It doesn't matter because the whole list is terrible.
Can you name any black and white movie you like? The first 30 seconds of Wizard of Oz. How long is
no,
it?
No, the first 30 minutes. No, I don't even know if that's black and white. Never mind.
Of what?
Meet the Robinsons.
Are you talking about the cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's one of the worst movies ever.
I love that movie.
Are these
movie.
Just Christmas movies or just best black and white
these
movies?
These are Christmas movies specifically. Okay.
Is there one on there that you do like? Miracle on 34th, I've never seen it, but people talk about that.
That's number two.
Okay. I don't know any of the other movies.
I don't either.
Do you know when movies started to go color? I think Wizard of Oz was like one of the first, but it was in the like late 30s, I think, maybe.
Oh.
Okay.
All I remember seeing is that for black and white for the Addams Family, the like sets were like pink. To get the contrast appropriate black and white. It's crazy to look at. And like lipstick color was almost black because you wanted it to pop. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I remember when my kids were really little and we would watch black and white, they legitimately just thought like we didn't.
Oh.
No.
It was like
we hadn't figured it out.
When did we get color?
No.
It's just like, yeah, we just had a bunch of gray paint laying around. We just painted everything. My favorite black and white, not black and white movie is Pleasantville, but it's not actually a black and white movie. You guys haven't watched it.
No, mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's with Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah. And Legally Blonde.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. She's a power tramp and like, I think Paul Walker's in it.
Huh.
Will you guys come over and watch that movie?
And
with
it's in
me?
Black and white.
It's like shot like a black and white movie. It's like about like this black and white. It's like a black and white show, and everybody's all pure. And then like these kids come get like transported into the show. Like modern kids get transported into it, and they screw it up so bad that they start boinking people and whatever. And then the people like as people start to realize there's more to life than black and white, people start turning color. So then in some of the movie, some of the people are in black and white. Some.
Cute. Right.
Watch Pleasantville tonight on TBS.
Good evening. We've warned you on the program this week a lot about...
What?
You're only allowed to say the P word
oh.
at the what? Very beginning of this, and Aaron chose to not say it, but you're not allowed to throw it in.
But I used it in context.
Does it? Say show? Say the broadcast? Nope. Just show. Just say show.
We've talked a lot on the broadcast about today is the biggest day for breakups for couples. Because it's 2 weeks out from Christmas. But if you're married, if you make it past today and you're married, be on the lookout because January 8th, otherwise known as D-Day, not to be confused with the real D-Day, but that's divorce day. That's when the most divorces are filed on January 8th. You make it through the holidays and then you kind of figure out how much money you got and all that stuff. And then and then you make the move. So just because you make it through today doesn't mean you're safe.
All right. Well, if you get broken up with and want to make a bad decision, we could be divorced by the 8th.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a weird list out there, and it's got so many things on it, we can't get to all of it. But we're kind of debating things. It's basically professions that used to be...
like esteemed, kind of?
Yes.
That's like
you
a good
used
word.
To go, oh, wow. You got a job there. And then now you just go, oh my God, what a joke.
It lost its esteem.
Tiak and I kind of got in a little bit of an argument talking about it at first, and then I think we're on the same page now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because bank teller is on there, and it's like bank teller's never been cool. Bank teller was a job. Like,
it was a big deal. I remember.
If you got a bank teller job, then you're going to become a loan officer. Then you're going to become a bank manager. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to become J.P. Morgan.
Wow.
Like, it's your path to becoming a
The movie. Yeah, my aunt worked at the bank. Just forever.
For decades.
She might still work. I don't know if she's
correct.
She works at the bank and forever because she was set.
And now what do bank people do?
Just like keep an eye on the pens, on the chains.
And try to get you to buy a credit card or to sign up for a credit card. Have you gone in? Mm-hmm. When was the last time anybody went into a bank?
Actually like last week. I've been going in like once a week.
Is there a hot guy there or something?
No, I did make a funny joke to one guy, though, and he laughed really hard. So I forgot.
So there is a hot guy.
There is, but that's not the reason.
Why would anyone have to go to a bank?
Deposit cash.
You can do that at the ATM.
I like going in.
Yeah, okay, there's a hot guy. But he's not.
Sometimes
you don't want to marry
a sucker if you go in.
That's right, true. Yes. A little dumb.
Do you want to marry a banker?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Like, up here, banker, like, way high. Like, I was dating a girl, and when she got the job at the bank, I'm like, we're set. Like,
wow.
Work your way up in the ranks of First Bank. You're going to be, like, a bank president.
They are. Yeah. I maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like it would be great hours, too, right? It's just
banker hours.
Banker hours, yeah. And it's just, the bank's always closed whenever I need to go.
If there's a government holiday, out.
Yeah.
Saturdays by noon, out.
Mm-hmm. No Sundays, ever.
Like, just, 9 to 5
mm-hmm.
is it. It's, yeah. It's pretty. Now you're just you're a shill in a mall trying to sell credit card stuff. Mail carriers on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ever respected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
I specifically remember my dad would go outside every day and just chat with our mail carrier. And I was like, oh, cool. That's what you do. And I don't know why, but at the time I really liked Seinfeld. So I would walk up to him. I was like 4 and I'd just be like, hello, Newman. And then walk away.
What?
But like that was our buddy. Yes, that was our dude.
The male guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to have way more of a relationship. I think part of the problem actually is once they started putting like all the mailboxes together somewhere. Now you never see him.
It's a she. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know me at all. She just knows I'm box 14. That's all she knows.
I don't even know what time the mail comes anymore because the box isn't by my house. Like it used to, you'd see them outside growing up. We had a mailbox outside the house.
Dogs are barking. Like, mail's here.
Yeah. And they would drive on the wrong side too.
Yeah, they can't. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Their
steering wheel's on the wrong side.
Growing up, there was
They had a regular steering wheel and just drove on.
And
the
were
wrong
on.
Side.
They were sat in the passenger seat. It was like I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. So they had the steering wheels on the wrong side.
Yeah, but they were reaching over.
Oh, they were?
They're sitting in the passenger seat, and they're like reaching over.
Oh,
they
weird.
Had pedals. Or, I don't know. It was like a driver's ed car or what.
But it's not. And we're not knocking mail carriers. We love you. But like, it's not a thing. Like, I remember people going, I got a buddy that's going to take the civil service test or whatever so he can be a post office. No way.
Mm. Wow.
And who?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that, I don't know any mail people.
What about, I don't know if we can say this one. Journalists, news anchors.
You know, I did attend journalism school for a while, And I could say, yeah, it's definitely gone downhill. For
I
mean, sure.
One of my newest, closest friends is a journalist. She works for CBS. Love her. Love them.
So you're out of the conversation? Yep. Is that no, I'm not saying, again, we're not saying bank tellers suck or mail carriers suck or journalists suck, but it used to be if you were a bank teller, it was like, oh, you're the person who can get me my money. And like, we respected them. And a journalist, like when you would watch the news, you go, whatever that person is saying is straight up fact. Because they've got a team of people that are going to tell you the exact...
They've done all of the research.
Everything. Yeah. And they have no bias. They're just telling you what happened. And no one thinks that about anybody. Whether, no matter what your political... It's like, you turn on the TV and you're like,
Right. I think part of it, it's kind of like, I remember watching Tom Brokaw all the time. And it's just like, you just didn't you didn't know anything about Tom Brokaw.
No, he's just badass.
He just did it. And I think actors are kind of that way too. Now with social media, the internet, we know everything about everybody. So when they play a role, like as an actor, you're supposed to just be like a blank slate. So you can take on whatever role. But now we know everything. Even Johnny Depp was a great actor, still is a great actor.
Yes.
But now we know
way too much.
So much about his personal life.
Like I can't even look at
that. He's become Johnny Depp in every role now. Yes. He's Johnny Depp.
And you're like, right.
No actors are blank slates anymore.
The last one, there's 15 on the list. We're not going to go through all of them, but like, what is it? Travel agent. Do you guys even know what that is?
I've used one once and it was this year and it wasn't even me using them.
What? Wait, why would you use it in this?
She got the mail, she swung by the bank and she went to see the travel agent.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
For once, it's not about me or us. It's
finally.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. What do we got?
We're helping somebody decide, can you tell someone not to get your kid a gift? Do you get to control what gifts they get?
Oh, I love this. Carol?
Hi.
Hi. Tell us your dilemma. We can help.
Okay, so it's not just any gift. It is a brand new cell phone for my 11-year-old son.
Oh, God!
He's 11. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law got it for him.
Your mother-in-law. Couldn't be your mom, because then it'd be an okay gift.
I don't know if it could be an okay gift anywhere. She got it, and I was kind of surprised, obviously, because we never talked about it. And she said she already put him on the plan, and it's a done deal. And
it's a nice phone? It's like an iPhone, all the bells and whistles and whatnot?
It has everything. It's like everything that we have on our phones. That's what he would have.
Did she give it to him already, or did she just tell you?
No. She just told me.
Oh, okay.
She pretty much just said it was expensive, and I already signed the contract, so that there's nothing we could do. Like I'm giving it to him.
Well, there's lots you can do. That can be her drug dealer phone. It doesn't have to be his line. But what year? I mean, it's so tough in today's world to know what age is the right age for them to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like I pulled the trigger on my kids. Well, one of them got it late and one of them got it early.
Yeah.
Because I gave them to them both at the same time and they're 4 years apart.
As the older brother, that's always very annoying.
As the youngest sibling, that was very nice.
He has been mad at me ever since then. Yeah. But it's... Have you and your husband discussed when you're going to give that to?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't even a conversation yet. I mean, it's come up, but that's how foreign it was so far. It just wasn't time, at least in our opinion. But my husband kind of has a little bit of a different opinion now, maybe because it's his mom. But, I understand. For her, she's very happy because she'll be able to keep in touch with her grandson more. But for me, and I would say for my husband, although I don't think he's realizing that, it's a lot of a headache for us. We're going to have to monitor his screen time, messaging. I mean, inappropriate apps is a big one, right? I mean, he's 11 years old.
Well, if you're not ready,
then I'm not ready.
You can shut it down. But if your husband is going to be like, it's already bought and paid for, I don't know.
That's a are you my husband? That's exactly
who. Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, I just, I know the husband angle. I read the book.
Yeah, we're saving money in the long run.
Well, that's what I don't like is that it sounds like she added the phone to her plan. Like, you guys have a family plan.
Yeah.
And then, so he's on a separate, like the grandparents plan? I wouldn't mind.
She can pay the bill, but you can still
take
over.
But she's going to hold that against you.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, she added it to her bill, which I appreciate the generosity of the financial piece, but I don't appreciate that it feels invasive in my parenting. I was not ready
well,
as
it
a
is.
Parent. Yeah. And I would like my husband also to have my back, but he's kind of, you know, like you said, he was just like, well, we should be happy. She does a favor. We're going to have to do it at some point.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a Google search of like what the average age is, but like 11 years old, like pretty much every human I knew.
What grade is that?
11.
Yeah.
It's like fifth grade.
Yeah.
I think, that's when I got my first at fifth grade, but it was a flip phone and I used to walk to school.
But you get it. That was...
I know.
A long time ago.
Back in my day.
Yeah, but like now but it's like they have them...
Exactly.
Like I've seen first graders with a phone.
No.
Oh, for sure, yes. Because parents, you want to be able to get hold of your kid. It's like, oh, you know, your sister is going to pick, like somebody else is going to pick you up.
They can't even read.
Yes, they can.
Exactly.
My kids can read in kindergarten.
But just because that's the norm, I mean, if that's not what Carol wanted to do, then it becomes...
I do respect the, if everyone's going to jump off a cliff argument, that also is a dad argument.
Right.
But
we know them all. You gave me the book.
I know.
Yeah. You let me borrow it.
It's like I'm reading it myself right now.
Carol, let's get some people in here. You can call or text to 303-222-5423. There's two things going on here. I mean, we can take advice on whether or not an 11-year-old should be allowed to have a phone, mm-hmm. but I think that's also sort of beside the point because it's like... 11-year-old shouldn't be able to cuss, but like mine could. It's like, it's none of your business. 11-year-old shouldn't be, you know, watching rated R movies, but mine did.
Right. It's a treat for everybody else but me. That's the truth. Because I'm going to have to worry about this and be on top of it. And honestly, I'm pissed. I don't want to have to do that right now. He's too young.
And I understand grandma's thinking, wow, this is expensive. It'll be a big gift. And she's not. I don't want to assume malice. Like, maybe she just doesn't realize all of the, how bad it could go, all of the other headaches that it's giving you. So I understand where she's coming from, where she's like, what's your problem? I did this super nice thing for you. Why aren't you grateful?
And it's for Christmas. So it's like, should I just let it go because it's for Christmas? But I don't know.
But Carol, you're also, and I don't know how to tell you this, you're also being a bit of a boomer about it. It's not that hard. Like, you just set up screen time. Like, you just, it's an app on, if it's an iPhone, you set up, it's in screen time, and you say no to this app. They can never use it. Like,
you
can say no apps under the age of 13. It takes you a day to set it up. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. But you got a free phone for your kid. Like,
for now until later on.
I know.
Yeah, but it also, it becomes, can I get more screen time? Now you're having conversations that you weren't even wanting to
I
have,
was trying
you know.
To bury that part of it, but yes, then you start getting texts from your kids like, hey, I'm in the middle of a Fortnite game and it just shut me off. And you're like, okay. And then you have to go in and enter your password.
Yeah.
And give, and grant them.
And then location, if that's being shared too.
But location is good. That's a good thing. Then Carol will know where her kid is.
Great for her. I don't want the grandma being like, why is he over here? What's he doing over here?
Grandma doesn't have to have access just because she pays for the plan. She doesn't have to have access.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't want her controlling screen time. Grandma, can I have more?
You do not want that.
Yeah, of course. I'm grandma.
No. Yes.
Yes, have whatever you want.
She can pay for the phone. But like, it still boils down to, like, you can't give a kid a gift that the parents don't think is okay. Like, if I grew up in a hunty family, right? I was not a hunter. I just wasn't into it.
Okay.
But if like my dad bought one of my nephews a gun...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she's old enough to hunt. It's like, what? We don't do that.
Right.
That's like, I'm sorry, what? No, but I'm his, like, no. I'm his grandpa. You don't get to.
We're having a bunch of conversations now that we weren't even going to have.
I got him signed up for hunter safety and I bought him a .22 and you're like, what? We're not a non-gun family.
But there is an element of it where, like, when my kids will get gifts and they'll be in the aunt or uncle, whomever it is, will say, huh, your parents are going to hate this one. And it's like a loud thing. So
they buy you a drum set. Yeah. I consider buying Leo a drum set a million times.
So that's okay.
I love that.
But at a certain point, it crosses a line into like, hey, that's not cute or it's not funny. That's actually against what I stand for as a parent or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. But a phone on an 11-year-old, I know I made the gun analogy. A phone on an 11-year-old, you can walk into any school right now and that's the majority. They're not carrying 22s into school, but they are carrying iPhones. And so, again, it's still, you're the parent. You get to say no if you want.
Well, that raises another point.
Do
what
I?
If your son finds out he was going to get a phone?
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
And you shut it down and all his other friends got phones and you shut it down?
Yeah.
That's not going to.
Yeah.
Then I'm the bad guy.
That's risky too. I mean, yeah. So you're in this bad position. Happy holidays.
Carol, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I think grandmas do this. Grandparents do this all the time. Where it's like, you tell your kid, we can't get you one of those Power Wheel, whatever.
The rules do not apply.
Right. It's like, but I'm a grandparent. It's my job.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to spoil them. It's like, you spoil them within the parameters of my parenting.
Mm-hmm.
But she's already bought it and already signed the contract.
Yeah, which is...
change anything?
Do we let her get away with it because she was so brazen that she just went and did it? Or even more reason to lay down the law?
To shut her down. That is the question. Carol's kid is about to either be a phone user at 11 or not. We need your advice. Call or text 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out an ungrateful woman named Carol whose mother-in-law wants to give her son a present.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it an intrusive present, though? I don't know.
It's a cell phone. And they're not ready to give him a cell phone, but if Nana's buying it, Nana's paying the service.
Yeah, but Nana's not dealing with the day-to-day, the monitoring, what are you going to stumble across? Who are you going to text? What are you saying? To whom? You know?
The Nana parenting just part of it.
Yeah, exactly. The hard part.
Okay, so we're asking, and by the way, Nana's already bought the present.
Yep.
Nana's already signed the contract.
Yep.
Nana's already, like...
Without asking. That's a little...
Are you such a buzzkill on Christmas? Why do you hate Santa Claus? Justin?
Yay.
What do you think?
I mean, you just about summed it up, Slacker. It's like, there's a ton of parental controls. It's an expensive phone. Though... She should have had the conversation with her. Like, she should have reached out and, like, discussed it before going out and getting a contract. But at the same time, the kid's got a phone for free, and you just have to do a little legwork to make sure that it's locked down.
So everybody's making it sound like, oh, man, she's got to, like, take a post. She's got to, like, not sleep at night. She's got to be up on a turret with a sniper rifle, making sure the kid is safe. It's not... Like, you just turn on screen time. You say, yeah, lock it down for 4 and under, like whatever age range, and you're done.
Yeah, but as a parent, if you're not ready to give your kid a phone and you've kind of skated by, you've made it, and now all of a sudden, like, you've had all the talks, the kids asked for one, and you've said no, and then Nana swoops in, oh, here you go. And you're like, well, all right, that undid
now
all the work.
Yeah, now he knows that he can go to Nana for anything.
But my 5-year-old daughter has a phone that we locked down to specifically... only what she's allowed to use, and then we regulate the screen time outside of that. We take the device away at night. Like,
I'm sorry, Justin.
Which I get that, but it's just the grandma has overstepped, and I don't like that.
What's the age again there on your daughter who's got a phone, Justin?
5.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's let this guy go.
How old is Leo?
I don't think Leo has her number.
Dude, I agree. Thank you for the call. Yes, grandma overstepped. But like,
this is kind of a big deal.
Don't your parents and AHAC's parents overstep all the time?
Yeah, but if it crosses a certain line, like, you have to put your foot down at a certain point, because that's the role of the grandparent, I guess, is to overstep, to push it, because they've done the hard parenting, and so they get to do the fun parenting now.
Yes,
but sometimes it's too much.
Chelsea,
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I feel like we're kind of having two conversations here.
Are
we pissed off that the kid's having a phone, or are we pissed off that grandma is giving the phone?
Yes.
Both.
So, here's the thing. If we're mad that the kid is getting the phone, I think we're using it kind of as a cop-out that she doesn't want to monitor it. There's countless apps these days.
100%.
It's super, super easy.
It really is.
So that's kind of an excuse in my book. But if we're mad that grandma got the phone, I understand it. But at the same time, it's an expensive gift, and I kind of feel like, yay for grandma. Like, let's take it and be happy and monitor it, and it's really not that hard.
You can lock that bad boy down to the point that it's barely a phone.
But
it would be more secure than the Pentagon.
Yes! Way more. Like, you literally can. Like, no apps, no... barely any screen time. And it's like, look, and then as we become ready as parents for my kid to have more things, then you open it up.
Exactly. And like, you download Life 360, you have their location all the time. The grandma would never have their location. It'd be fine. I just feel like there's more animosity towards the grandma for getting the phone than there is for the kid actually to have the phone. If that makes sense, which I totally understand.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
I'm just nervous. Like, I'm a millennial, so I remember, like, in the computer lab at high school when they finally put a filter on. Like, you used to just be able to go to any website, and then they put a filter on you. Like, you can't go to certain websites.
Locked it down.
But what they didn't understand, the adults at the time, is that we were raised in this technology. We could get around that with our eyes closed. We got around all the filters. And I feel that the kids younger than me are even more raised in the technology. They're going to, if they, they're going to get around whatever they want to get around.
Not at 11. He's not trying to get around it yet. I understand. You're 100% right. My kids, their laptops at school were locked down. And like, I'd walk up and I'm like, how are you watching? I was like, oh, what you do is, and I'm like, don't say any, I don't want to know.
Exactly. Like, the kids are always three steps ahead of the adults. And now I'm the adult, and it's terrifying because I
think to an extent, like, you're right. But also, you have to keep in mind that if a kid's going to want to find something, they're going to find it. I mean, did anything hold you back when you were that age? No. So you have to keep that in mind at some point, and you have to just do the best that you can as a parent. And at some point, you know, they are your responsibility, and that's what you signed up for. So
let Nana give him the expensive present. I agree. Thanks, Chelsea. No, I'm just, all I'm saying, okay, I'll say it again.
I signed up to raise my kid, so why are you messing it up?
You're giving him stuff. You can still raise your kid. You now that present's in the house, but you don't have to let him have unfettered access to it.
Maybe he doesn't have access till he's 13. Wait 2 years before he can use the phone, because that's the parents' rule.
You still got to have it around so Nana feels it. Or something.
Well, and then she's paying for it for nothing, and that's another level that I don't like.
It can be your throwdown phone. It can be your like side work phone. Josh,
yay!
What do you think Carol should do?
I have been on both sides of this. I was actually the father that purchased a phone for my daughter. I think she was about 7, so pretty.
Oh my God! Yeah. You guys are going so hard, so young.
Hear me out. Well, I would say kind of my advice here is there's several angles here. One is your mom kind of doing a power play here, right? Like, oh, your son's going to love me and be so happy because I bought him a phone that mom and dad haven't done. So I think one thing is to address that with her in a way of, you know, hey, I'm grateful, you know, and but kind of set that boundary. I think that's important because that will probably continue to happen. And there's a lot of great advice about, you know, the apps and screen time and all that that you can monitor. You have a lot of control over it. But maybe really important thing is for you and your husband to be on the same page of let's write out the pros and cons. There's a lot of pros to your kids having a phone.
100%. You know where they're at. And,
And as long as you guys are on the same page, that's what's important. And maybe you decide to hold off. But, you know, it actually ended up teaching my daughter a lot of responsibility. And she was also able to learn a lot of things. And I think the thing is maybe to set a boundary with your mom and just have a good conversation with her about it. So that way she's not stepping
in. Thank you, Josh, for being the voice of reason. Because it is. I will tell you this. If that kid doesn't screw that phone up, that kid's got, like, the responsibility of a $1,000 phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's...
okay.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, and just, if they know, what they're searching and all that. And they, you know, talk them through. Well, what are you looking at? And what's right and wrong? And just, you know, have open... you know, there's no judgment about what you're looking at, but we're going to talk about it.
Still, though, 7. That's a little young.
It's a good thing kids never lie about what they're looking at on the internet.
Oh, okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Could you be more of a bee about it?
Pick one.
It was just cold in here. That you're just on that side. You want to switch? I'll go over there. I'll be the thermostat adjuster, and you run all the equipment in this place. You want to switch?
No, I'm okay.
I'm coming over right now. Let's go.
I'm okay.
I'll switch.
Who's going to press the buttons?
I just need you to pick a temperature.
Well, no, it was freezing cold in here, and now there's just like heat cascading down on top of me. Maybe it's because I'm really nervous about what we're going to talk about. I need tips on how to get blood out of clothes.
Ooh, oh. I got you.
Murder mystery gal to the rescue.
Wow. Type 1 diabetic to the rescue.
Is that what it is?
Both.
You bleed?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Hack, you know what that's from?
No.
Oh come on.
We cannot be friends. Like, I can't be friends with Aaron.
I've heard it a million times, but I don't know what it's from.
Dodgeball?
Oh, okay. Sure. Wow. I've seen it like 15 years ago. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, but that line didn't just hit you in the brain and go, I'm going to say that the rest of my life. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Okay. No, I always did. It's a bold move, Cotton.
That's another good one.
That's what stuck with me.
Is that from Dodgeball?
It is.
It's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off.
One of the announcers. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that's a hack, low key, because I was in speech and debate and we did a mime group. At like state speech or whatever. Okay. And whatever the premise they give you, because you don't know, right? You just show up, and it's kind of like improv, but it's mime, so you're not allowed to talk. Whatever you do, just turn it into a game and have two of the people like kind of commentating.
Oh.
And then it makes anything funny.
Oh.
That's the hack. So that's why it stuck with me.
Are
we off the rails yet?
We are completely off the rails. How many people, please, our text line is 303-222-5423. How many people are willing to get into a GoFundMe knowing that I need to get blood out of clothing? I need bail money. No, okay, here's what happened. My son is pretty much 18 years old and had his first bloody nose in his entire life today.
What happened? What happened to the other guy?
It's not that kind of bloody nose. It's the kind that just happens.
That's wild.
Okay.
Really?
So he's at his mom's house this week, but he swung by to pick up some glasses for his, it's Spirit Week or something. And they were dressed, this is now, if we weren't off the rails before, it's dress as your favorite Christmas movie character.
So he wore glasses. Was he?
He's wearing gray sweatpants and a gray sweatshirt.
What's the movie with the train? The Polar Express.
No.
Dang it.
Gray sweatpants, gray sweatshirt, glasses.
Is he Tim Allen when he first becomes the Santa Claus? Does this look like a little weight to you, Doc?
Everyone is going to hate me when I tell you. He's Hans's brother. No, he's Carl's brother in Die Hard. He's the first terrorist to be killed in Die Hard 1, which, yes, is a Christmas movie.
I haven't seen it.
We can't be friends.
I also haven't seen it. I don't watch holiday movies year round. I don't think that doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Did you know that in Spider-Man, they eat Thanksgiving dinner? It's not a Thanksgiving movie. It's Spider-Man.
Which one?
The first one. The one with
Toby?
With Toby and James Franco, yeah.
Yeah, now it is. Now it's a Thanksgiving movie.
It's not.
Because there's a shortage of Thanksgiving movies. Do you know the other Thanksgiving movies?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's one.
Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I actually don't know any of the other ones. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh,
it's just Spider-Man.
The real reason I'm bringing this up is, first off, he stops by my house to get some glasses. And he goes, I had a little bloody nose. I'm like, you're all right. He's like, cool. Drives all the way to school. Then I get a call from him at school. And he's like, this is not a call you want from your son. My car's covered in blood. I'm covered in blood. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
He's covered in blood. The inside of his car was a crime scene. Because it was just going everywhere. So I'm like,
Why?
Because he's never had a bloody nose, and it was a little one at first, and then while he was driving to school, it just opened up. The floodgates opened up, and
whatever. Yeah, but it's not like a sprinkler system.
I don't know. But if you're like, he just panicked. I don't know what happened. I mean, when he got to my house, he eventually comes back to my house. He looked like he killed somebody. His hands,
really,
like, up to the elbows, were covered in blood. His face was just, and now it's dried blood, so it's like that, like reddish brown.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. And I was going to take a picture of him. And I'm like, we can't post this.
No, but you could have sent it to us. I wanted to
see. No, I'm not going
to
sit, because you would have just make it your wallpaper.
No.
So immediately, as a good dad, I'm like, first thing, tilt your head back.
Nope.
And put like cloth on it. So I text you guys. I text Erin specifically because she's WebMD, and she's like, whatever you do, tell him not to tilt his head back. Why would you? T-Hack, would you tilt your head back?
Absolutely. That's all I've ever heard. Because it would stop.
Heard?
Keep the blood from coming out. Yeah.
When somebody gets a bloody nose, somebody comes up. Yeah.
Squeeze it, pinch it.
Yeah. When you watch
I think you can still pinch like up above. Not the nostrils, but up above.
Just above the nostrils is what.
Yeah.
When I finally decided to. But like, boxing match. He's sitting down, and what do?
It tilts his head up.
Yes!
Exactly. Tilt it back. That's all I've
ever
heard, too.
Tell me why you think I'm stupid, Aaron.
Because that's been disproven.
No,
it's like
say
the
what
thing
you
to
said.
Do. Do you want blood in your stomach?
Yeah. How would the blood get in your stomach anymore?
You swallow it. It goes up your nose and back and then down and you swallow it.
So what are you supposed to do? Are you just supposed to lean forward? Like let it all out?
It turns
like how do you
out,
stop it?
If you go to WebMD, once the panic stops, yes, you lean forward.
What?
You sit. Because apparently you just want your blood to just, you want to stop.
You want to be still.
And you want to stop freaking out.
Yeah.
He was, when I was talking to him, he was like a water wiggle. He was
just like,
he was so freaked out and just the blood was coming out at an exponential rate. I'm like, I don't know if we go back or forward, but like, calm down.
Okay. All right.
And then you sit and then lean forward a little bit and then pinch above the nostril and you have to hold it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And then when he let it go, when he let it go, a clot thing fell out of his nose and he saved it for me. And I have brought it in.
No, for you didn't.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have felt for quite some time that T-Hack has helped me and that I have become anti-horde.
Oh, good.
The way he is, he's got, like, I know he's in the room and I'm talking about him like he's not, but like, he's got the horde in him hard.
Yeah.
But you fight it every day.
Every day. I fight it. Some days I lose.
I don't think you lose very often because you fought it for so long that like the anti-horde is almost more of a habit habit I think can take over the horde.
Yeah, and there's a feeling that you get when you realize how good it can be to purge stuff.
Yeah.
That you're kind of chasing that feeling instead of the feeling of the horde, which is like the comfort of having all your junk around you.
So I just saw a story of 12 unusual things that people hold on to, and I'd like to go through them, and then we got to decide if this makes you a hoarder if you have them. Because if it does, I'm telling you right now that I've made zero progress.
Oh, no.
I hoard every single thing on this list.
Okay. I wonder how many I do too.
I'm going to start at the bottom.
Hey.
Plastic grocery bags.
Yeah. Because those can be used for something else.
Plus, now they charge you for them.
Yeah.
Now you can't even get them.
Yeah. They're only paper.
Yeah. We stopped. We ran out. We had our last one. We had a ceremony for it. And it was the last.
What did you use it for?
The trash. Just the bathroom trash can. But.
Oh, I use them for dog poop.
I do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
we have the rolls. I like the rolls because they come on when their spool is done. I put the little roll in my mouth and pretend I'm smoking.
You are 7 years old.
It gets a laugh every time. Every time.
From a child.
Okay.
Your wife doesn't laugh. I need you to shoot a video, throw it up on our Insta next time, and just see if people are like, oh my God, LOLs.
I literally did it yesterday. Even joking. And the amount of time I have to keep it in sometimes, it's like hours. Where I'm like,
oh, so you don't say anything.
Yeah.
Walk around waiting for somebody to notice that you have a cardboard cigarette in your
mouth. We have other issues.
It's more
here.
Of a visual thing. It's not, I can't really.
Can I just buy you the candy cigarettes? Because I know a place that has them.
I would love those. I can never have those. Like as a kid? Yeah. Only like the bad kids had those.
Oh my God.
Some
it's
of my
so
friends.
Funny. My dad would buy me his same brand.
Oh
my dad
gosh.
Smoked Pall Malls. And when we would stop at Toot and Moo in Longmont, and he'd buy Pall Malls, and then he'd buy me a pack of those. Like I'd walk around with a pack of Pall Malls rolled up in my little T-shirt.
You ever get them mixed up? You're like, this is awfully chewy, Dad.
Smoked my way through kindergarten.
Ew.
No, like, oh my God. So Lulu's Farms in Brighton has all the old candies.
Okay.
If you want any weird candies, I can get them for you. So plastic grocery bags, we all keep them. So we think it is or isn't a hoard item.
That's not a hoard item.
Because
we're also using them for other things.
Yeah.
It's not like we're just keeping them in the closet.
Old towels.
Again, I use them for other things. So I'll like cut them up into rags and then use them.
Uh-huh.
That's not hoarding. That's being smart.
But you just... Then you have old towels and you have towels that have been converted into rags and you have rags and they're like, when do they leave? because they just don't leave. I just, my rag collection is, what do I need that many rags for? I'm not running a car wash. Why do I, if you saw my rag collection.
Okay, so like, then maybe you can go through and get rid of like the really ratty ones.
But why? Because
you don't need them. You have,
what if
you
I'm
have,
paint?
When was, you hire someone to paint.
I know, it's still like,
no.
Sometimes I touch up.
Oh.
I need rags. Don't you need rags?
I don't know. We just see you save all the towels because we use them like for the dogs or if there's a big spill or something like that. I was just at my wife's aunt's house and somebody spilled and she grabbed an old towel and she just ripped it in front of me. And it was, to me, it's like, like even though the old towel, it's like, but still don't just rip it. But that's what you're supposed to do. So I still that's how bad the hoarding is in me.
So you don't even want to ruin your hoard.
Right. What about the dogs? They need a bigger towel
than
that.
They don't care. The dogs wouldn't care if it was two towels or one. So that is hoard or not hoard? You know what it is? If Erin has it, then it's not a hoard. Erin's not going to admit that she's a hoarder too. You're two for two on the list.
I am.
Okay. So it's, okay. Underwear with holes.
Absolutely not. I threw away one of them.
You're saying
I do not.
Your underwear
you
do not have holes.
You can go through. You can go through.
How do you get your legs in?
I hate you.
I think your underwear has three holes. I'm five. I have holy underwear.
See, my wife would take care of it. She has broken me of that habit.
But she has to see it. Oh, because she does laundry. I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not saying that she exclusively does. But if she caught it.
Yeah, or I do that strut into the bedroom and just the underwear. Oh. And she's like, that's barely underwear.
You do that? Does it work?
Because he's not paying attention to what he's putting on.
Right.
No, but he's trying. Like, does that?
What?
I just want to know, are you like that married couple? Do you have little things? Ugh, God, I don't want to know.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
what little things?
There's like, once the kid, like, it's the trope in sitcoms where the kids are asleep and then the guy comes in and is like, ooh, and like is wearing an ascot or something. Like he does it.
Do you own an ascot?
He does. I guarantee it. Like, the signals you have when you're married, because there's a certain point, like, when you're dating, it's like, there's got to be romance and he's got to move the hair out of your face and stuff. And then there's a time when you're just married and you're like, let's do it. Like, you just go, I got five. You got five? And you're just like, can I borrow a part of your body for like 8 minutes?
No.
Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes then you don't say it. You come in and it's like 7:30 at night and you come in your underwear. And it's just like, it's obvious what you want.
Yeah. Right? She gives a big sigh.
He's like, ugh. You have huge holes, gaping holes in your underwear, right. So and she still gives it up.
I'm more successful when I have just nice looking underwear on.
With or without the ascot?
What's it tied around?
Oh my God! We've only gotten to three things on this list. All right, we're gonna hurry through the rest of the hoard list next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about whether or not we're all hoarders. Erin believes she's not because everything she keeps is for a good reason.
It's repurposing. It's not hoarding because I will throw it away.
You don't have, okay. So far we've got plastic grocery bags, old towels. We all keep them. We think it's okay.
Yeah.
Underwear with holes. You don't like.
I literally.
You have no period underwear.
No, because I don't have one. I have an IUD. I literally threw away a pair that was starting to rip. I was like, I don't want it.
But that is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Like when Tiak comes strutting into the room in his weird underwear, if she's sitting in her weird underwear, it's like.
Yeah.
Opposite signals.
Sorry. Next, things on your hoarding list. Flash drives.
Yeah. I
can't throw them away.
Yeah, because you never know what's on them. Or you could always use them again, maybe, or something.
For what?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I also love buying brand new ones. And you just know way more storage, way more. Like,
yes.
It's so clean, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Because now I go over to Micro Center, and like you can buy like a 3 terabyte drive that is five times smaller than what used to be like 12 gig or 12, no, megabytes. Like little, and now it's like terabytes on a thing. Yeah. Why do you have the old ones?
I don't know. Now that you say it, I still have like my ones from school and stuff, and all that could come of that, I could probably just get in trouble for what's on there. Like, I don't even know anymore. So I should get rid
should
of it.
Should we have a day where we just go through our hard drives on the show?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know. There's lots of...
What do you think could be on there?
Papers I cheated on. Pictures from digital cameras. Who knows?
So is this a hoard or not a hoard?
I think it overall is a hoard, yeah.
So do you have any?
I have some somewhere. I don't really use flash drives, though.
I don't know if she's being truthful. I really don't.
The only time I have used a flash drive in the last 6 years is for this show, and it's T-Hacks.
And that's the one for the show, and I have like 8 more in my bag. But I only use one.
I have so many in my bag, and I only use one. I should just get rid of them.
I know.
Today's my day. Allen wrenches.
Which one is that
that's
one?
One? It's like a wrench that's shaped like
the
an L.
L? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a
the ones
cabinet.
That always come in like the IKEA.
Yes.
Yep.
No, I toss those.
I've never.
She's right. Tiak.
I've never
thrown
it away.
All you need is one. Yeah. And in that thing, I
and
have, there's
just
probably
go
70.
Get the pack of like, they have it all organized. So you have all the sizes.
I have those too.
Then why are you keeping the IKEA ones?
Some of them are gold.
I know.
Some are black.
Yes.
Some are.
Yes.
It just feels like they're different somehow.
And then sometimes when you put it in, you're like, this one doesn't work. And you grab one that's identical and like, this one does.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but now I can't let go of. I'm like, is this one for some other shelf? Like, I don't.
You're right. Aaron's right. We should. Get rid of them.
I don't want you to say that sentence ever again.
I really liked hearing it.
I'm gonna blast through a bunch of them here. Old chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even the frayed ones.
Oh no.
I keep the frayed ones too.
They still kind of work.
Cause I wrap electrical tape around it, and I'm like, this is so stupid. I remember going and buying another one. I can't do it. The one time I did, I threw away. I'm like, what is this charger for? Threw it away, and then sifting through my junk drawer, and I found a tiny little remote control, like, what do you call the thing that flies in the air?
Like a drone?
Yes.
Oh.
Remote control. Yes, it's a helicopter drone.
Okay.
That was a charger for it.
Ah.
And I threw it away.
No.
So since that day, I've never thrown another charger away. So now that drone is just sitting there with no way to charge it. And I can't throw the drone away.
It's still a good drone.
It could be. Old cameras. They're coming back.
Yeah.
I still think it's stupid. Old power cords.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I have a box of them in the garage.
I do too.
Of course.
If they're changing colors and going from like that creamy to yellow, toss them.
They still work.
No.
They still charge.
You can get a better looking.
There's so many times where we need one of those extension cords or something, and I'm like, oh, let me go check my box. And I know it's not in there, but I still stand in the garage for a little bit, and
me.
Then I come back in, and I'm like, not that one.
Really?
Yeah. I have this three-pronged one. Do we need that? No.
Old tech. We're kind of talking about that a bunch. Boxes that your phones came in.
No, I toss. My laptop, my phone.
I have every MacBook
Why?
I've ever owned.
Why?
I don't own the MacBooks, but I have their boxes.
Why?
I have every phone box. I'm talking from the Motorola Razr, the very first one I got, that was the red. I had the R-E-D, like the whatever you...
Awesome.
Yes, I have that all the way through the iPhone, whatever I have right now. 14.
But you've gotten rid of the computer, but not the box?
Correct.
That, I don't like.
That's hoarding.
That's hoarding.
That is hoarding.
Yeah, but those boxes, when you pick them up, they go...
Yeah, it's great for when you're getting
they go like,
the Mac out of there, and then
but
you just toss
just
the box. No.
Here's the last one I want to talk about, and Tiek will understand this. Maybe he doesn't understand it yet, I don't think. There's a process that goes on when your child loses a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You put that tooth under a pillow, and the tooth fairy comes and does an exchange of goods or services or cash for the tooth. Now, on occasion, the tooth fairy will then bring a bunch of them back to you. They're like, because it's kind of like a storage thing. Like, they can't store the tooth fairy.
They're trying
to
not hoard too, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my God.
What am I going to do with all these teeth?
Yes. So then they sometimes bring them back to you. I mean, you don't tell your kids that, but like you get the tooth fairy's like, you're running out of storage. Like, I've got two kids. They've each lost 30 teeth or whatever it is. Like, tooth fairy like knocked on the door one day and was like, hey, what's up? Like, here, I got a bag of teeth for you. And I was like, okay. So I put them in a safe. I have them in a safe. And slowly but surely over time, they like, they're smaller. Like, they kind of, like, they're not as big from what, they're just tiny, yeah.
They shrink, or do they just not look as big?
Maybe,
like
I don't
when
know.
You check on them?
I don't know.
Why are they in a safe? You worried people are going to steal them?
Well, I didn't want to confuse my kids. I didn't want to have to explain that, like, the tooth fairy cruised back by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're sitting right next to a handgun.
Try again, Tooth Fairy.
Does he, like, do you think you'll keep him? Because that's it's right next to like my kid's first haircut. It's like, I have that curl of hair. And I don't know why.
See, we don't have the hair. I don't know about the teeth.
I'm happy you don't. I find it creepy because my mom has it too. And I'm like, what?
Why? You have a bag of teeth?
She has my teeth. She has my hair. She has like the dog's hair. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to make
all
a doll?
Just mixed in. She's working on a potion.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I had a story of probably the stupidest way in the history of mankind to get busted.
Okay. I have a story. You've heard of doorbusters before. This takes it to another level at this store.
I like that tease. I'm really intrigued.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
An angry customer in Utah.
Hey. They just sound like us, don't they? They're just like, hey, I'm from Utah. Hey, don't drink Pepsi.
Exactly, yeah. Well,
no, they do drink Pepsi.
They do?
Well.
I thought they can't drink caffeine.
No, but they can't do coffee. But they do soda.
Well, that's stupid. Pepsi's just cold coffee. What? Kind of.
Anyways, yeah.
Well, there was an angry customer in this Utah, and he had just purchased a car from a dealership, and he said, you know what? I don't want this car anymore. Will you take it back? And they said, sorry, sir. No refunds. He said, look.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
There's always refunds.
And he bought it that day.
That day. But they said, sorry, it's got mechanical issues. I want to give it back.
It was one of those ones.
Oh, no.
Like when you buy stuff off the like damage shelf, it's like sold as is. Like you just have to keep it.
Yeah. So they said, sorry, sir, we're not taking it back. And he said, you're going to take it back or else I'm going to drive it through the front door of this dealership. And they said,
oh, that's a funny thing to say.
They said, that's very funny, sir. We're not taking it back. So he got in the car, man of his word. He drove through the front of that dealership.
Oh my gosh.
The video is insane. He just all
you've
gas.
Seen the video? Yes. They've released the security footage of him driving a car.
I think they're filming him because they're like
he's not really gonna do it. Of course he's not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. And he did it. Yep. He crashed into the dealership. They still didn't take it back, I guess.
Well now it's real broken.
Yeah, no one was hurt. He was booked and now he's going to jail. So,
okay.
Now he doesn't have a car at all.
I heard there's no Pepsi in the Utah jails. I'm sorry, no cop? Okay. My story also not from Florida, but it is from China. The amount of discomfort in the room every time. I have another crash.
Oh.
So there was a man driving along. There was a dude. There was a man and there was a dude. Okay. First you got the dude. On a motorcycle.
Ooh.
Riding around. And there was a man in a car.
Okay.
And he crashed into the motorcycle, hurting the motorcycle rider a lot. The man in the car was able to get away, and he sped away from the scene.
No. Oh, no.
Later that day, he was realizing he was hurt, so he checked himself into a hospital. Okay. He was laying in the hospital bed, and the man next to him was, oh, how'd you get hurt? He's like, well, I hit a guy on a motorcycle. And the guy's like, I'm the guy on the motorcycle.
Oh, my gosh.
They put them in the same room. Dude on the motorcycle called the dudes in the police and got the hit and run dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Busted because he confessed to his hospital mate.
I smell a sitcom.
It's The Odd Couple. He's going to jail for a long time because the reason he fled was he was hammered.
I smell a sitcom.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.